Good morning. This is the opening meeting for the ONN committee for the month of June 22nd, 2021. This time the meeting is open.
All right,
Ted.
Yeah, so we in the COVID haze, we did find that we had started drafting some changes to the ethics policy on March 10th of 2020. And you know, the world kind of came to a close around March 12th, I believe. So somehow we never got those finalized. So let me bring that up if I can share my screen for a minute and show you what those look like. If I can make sure I've got them here. That's remote participation. That's not the one I was looking for. Okay, I'm not sharing my screen at the moment. There's some ethics. In the ethics policy, there were a number of changes related to procurement officials and procurement actions that need to go into the ethics policy. We didn't have those reviewed by council. And so our recommendation this morning would be that in your report to the commission that we already had an ethics refresher training scheduled for August with Robin Hansen, that she make the review and changes to the policy and we bring it back to the commission at that time and she can go over the changes and do the ethics training at the same time, if that would work.
Okay, so today that would be, no. Oh, okay, I see what's happening.
There, Jennifer got up for. So some of it's just small changes, but if you get down, she'll scroll down through there. There's some definitions that tie into the Conflict of Interest Act and some procurement information there. And then she scrolls down, there's the bigger section is really here around HRSD employees having responsibility for procurement transactions. There's a number of things that come pretty much right out of the code that really should be incorporated in our ethics policy. And so again, we had drafted that back in March of 2020 and it just got lost in the shuffle. And there's a few other smaller changes. So if that's okay with the committee, we would take your direction to have legal counsel review the ethics, the proposed changes, the ethics policy, and present them as part of the annual refresher training in August.
I have no problem with that. So into the report to the commissioner would be that there are no changes at the current time, but be reviewed. Okay, that's not a problem. You have a problem with the mic?
You're muted, Mike.
Yep, no problem at all.
Okay.
And then, Willie, we looked at the remote participation policy, and while we're tempted to, you know, say something about future disasters or something, I think it's better to leave the policy evergreen, not worrying about whether the governor declares a state of emergency and we adjust based on whatever that if that happens again, and hopefully it doesn't within our lifetime. But it covers, you know, the current law as it stands short of the governor declared emergency. And I think it's fine the way it is, unless you guys have any desire to reference in the case of an emergency or anything like that.
The way it's written, I think it covers everything that we do.
It does.
Need to do. And I see no need.
Likewise. Keep it the way it is.
Good. And yeah, I think we're going to explore with our lawyers the idea of maybe going for a General Assembly action. That your FOIA is really hard to make any changes to at all. But maybe if we carve it outright for a large regional entity like HRSD with commissioners from across a large span, we might be able to open up some ability, like Jennifer was saying, committee meetings, things like that that aren't typically big public activities. It'd be great to be able to do some of those like this remotely without having to drag people in to drive a long way for a short meeting maybe. So we're going to look at that feasibility, but we may be told that, you know, it's just impossible to try to change FOIA in the General Assembly. But that's something we'll come back to you as we get closer to the General Assembly, let you know what we're thinking.
That sounds reasonable. I have no problems with it.
No, I think your other action, Will, is just your who's going to be chair and vice chair, right?
That is the next item on the list. And I got a report from Mike, and I have my report. And it looked like Edison would remain the chair, and Steve Rodriguez would become the vice chair. And those are the two nominations that we would present.
Great.
That being the case, look like we've covered the agenda items that we have for this meeting, unless you have know something else.
I think that's it.
Mike, anything?
Nothing at all. That was my thoughts as well.
Okay. All right, then. At this time, we will call the meeting of the ONN committee closed.
All right, we'll see.